Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Happy springtime.
Oh, that's what this is. I'm freezing my hiney off here.
Well, we're beginning to think it might even warm up.
Oh, my God. It was warmer in Brooklyn than it was in Las Vegas today.
Oh, my Lord. We have a flower or two, but they're all getting born with undershirts.
Yeah. I totally understand that. All the roses started to bloom, and they're all hanging now. We got another massive storm that came through. All right, tonight, facing your resistance, with special emphasis on our relationship with and our resistance around money, 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 money.
Money, huh?
Yeah, we're facing our resistance. Where do we hold it? Where do we hold the unexpressed anger? And why do we keep blocking abundance and love? God. The team is excited to share some insights about navigating these strange and interesting times of facing our resistance. And I would throw in their vulnerability as well. So tonight's show dedication is opening to the flow of abundance at all levels and in all areas of our lives. So we've had some amazing openings and astrological shifts, and there was an opening on the 15th, which I thought was very paradoxical. Here it is, tax time, but there was this major opening around abundance on the 15th of April, including allowing it in, attracting it, and moving through our resistance to having it, which I thought was just so perfect.
It's a polarity, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
A popular polarity.
Then we have all of this Venus stuff going on. We've been in Venus retrograde now for, I don't know, 5-6 weeks. And so Venus now, okay, as of April 3rd, all right, is exploring Aries all the way through November 4th of 2010. That's a long time. And the feminine principle, this cycle invites and inspires women to explore and express a new, deeper, more powerful aspect of themselves. And this is equally true for men as regards their inner feminine. And this is such a powerful time. I'm so excited about this. It invites us to summon the courage to be adventurous, to explore radically new ways of living, and to trust the very spirit of life. Is this not in alignment with what we were just talking about, Veronica? Sorry,
yep.
Everyone, you weren't privy to the conversation, but... and I love this, the Aries goddess from the Shamanic Astrology Handbook. I am warrior woman. I defend you in battle against the dark lords, the greedy, and those exploiting Mother Earth. I will fight to protect the cosmic order. I am goddess of victorious triumph. So yes, the Aries goddess is the goddess of wild and free, and yet she lives that way with a purpose. She's going forth with a sword of truth, paving her way, and with strength and courage, lighting her path to victory. I love this. So,
and we were talking about how we feel at times that we're bursting out with new levels of self and human and all of that. That sounds like the Aries goddess.
Again, these are the energies, but again, I'm looking at all of our resistances to living and feeling and being in them. You know, what I think we've been so inundated with the fear of coming forward and all the stuff that we've been programmed with on this planet. And the team came up with a great analogy. I have a friend who does computer system software, et cetera. You know, I know so much about it, not. And but what the team was talking about, and I thought this was really fascinating, is the team said to me, look, essentially what we're doing, they were including me in that, which I thought was lovely, just to make me feel good.
Pat your back.
Yeah, right. Is we're doing the same thing with human consciousness. We're reprogramming or putting in new software to replace the old. We're putting in a whole new system to replace the old system. And, you know, that this is what all the work is about. I know your work, my work, Veronica, and there are other people I know, that this is what we're actually doing, is replacing the old system, the limited system, with new software that allows us to expand into all of these incoming energies. So I thought that was really fascinating, you know, I who am so non-technical.
I'm learning thanks to Bob Hoover.
Yes, I know. Well, you have a definite advantage there, dear. I don't have a Bob Hoover around. My son used to be very technically oriented. I don't know what happened to him. I think he spent too much time at the house.
He just evolved into more of an intuitive. He doesn't need the technical.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Now, also, we have Venus turning direct tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. But then Venus and Mars are going to square Pluto from the 19th, which would be Sunday, through May 4th. And this is all about changing our self-image and how we relate to others, including romantic encounters and the emergence of authenticity. So, you know, I keep looking at all this as how it, you know, aligned with, this all came in after, you know, the team will say, okay, this is what we're going to do, the radio show on. And then Darling Squirrel starts sending me all this stuff, and it'll come in after this stuff will go out. The full articles on these will go out next week, or I'll try to get them all out. And if someone said to me, do you really read all that stuff? My answer was yes, but don't ask me to quote you, you know, anything. Anyway, as we move through this period, we're going to see where we have been holding our resistances and why. It'll be a strange and rather intense period of time, even though the energies will have changed and are going to be very exciting, but what an opportunity to make huge shifts and changes in us. We'll experience intensifying of negative feelings, and it's important to realize why we're feeling them and not panic. You know, and I have to ask you, Veronica, have you been feeling in this last week the really intense energies coming in?
Yes, I have. Last night I could hardly sleep at all. And mostly I think I'm up and down. I feel so thin inside. Sometimes I could just stretch into gossamer, and other times I feel kind of sluggish. There's big changes all the time.
Oh, constant. And I'll share Tuesday night. I had this, you know, when these come, they're thrilling for me. There were a number of shifts, and I was so damned excited. And I awakened the next morning. I mean, it was just, when that happens, I'm just beside myself. Absolutely beside myself. It's like we're making a major move forward. And by about 10:30 or so, 10:30, whatever had happened during the night, I was very clear that something had been put in, you know, some new device. I have add-ons. For those of you listening to the program, you may have difficulty with this. But they're energetic, and it was almost excruciatingly painful in my right ear, which is where I always wear my headset, in the right side of my jaw, down my neck, my temporal lobe, the right side of my brain. You know, this was really, really, really uncomfortable, and it was interesting because that day when I was channeling the shift that was occurring, the voice that was coming through was different. The energies were different. I had to wear my headset on the other ear, which tends to change the way the energies come through anyway. So people who were having sessions were finding that their, as the team was doing things with them, instead of their visuals being crystal clear, they were foggy, but the energies were so intense it didn't matter. So they had to go to feeling instead of seeing. For those of you that don't know, when the team works with people, they are able to take them into a situation where all of a sudden they're able to see things they wouldn't see normally. And it's very quick. I mean, it's not like some long, drawn-out thing where they get you to some place. It's pretty damn fast. And it's been real interesting. It's been very physically uncomfortable. But I definitely... then I, in talking with other people, I have found other people had experienced something happening Tuesday night, not knowing for certain what it was. So for any of you listening out there, you may have also had a visit and had this kind of upgrade put in. I would say, you know, I wouldn't say it's a computer patch, but I would definitely say it's a new program. I don't know why, but it's easier to talk about it from that perspective. So then going on to Karen Bishop, who I love. Again, I'm so sorry I couldn't send all this stuff out. It just comes in at the last minute. She does wings, and she's just wonderful. And she says, massive blasts of energy are arriving now, pushing us ever closer to our very new beginnings. And if you are one who is highly sensitive, Veronica, you may be experiencing heart palpitations, difficulty breathing, anxiety, fear, and overall shakiness inside. This all should be resonating for you.
Yes, it is.
And when these bursts of energy arrive, and we rarely have them anymore, they serve to shake things up, move a lot of energy, and push much to the surface. Auto accidents, personal accidents, feelings of being rattled, great insecurities are other symptoms that derive from great energy movement. And almost always when we make great change within, allergy symptoms and sinus headaches can appear. For many, as we are now vibrating vastly different from our outside circumstances. And this causes the resistance that at times can create allergies and sinus headaches. I thought that one was interesting.
I know a lot of people that are struggling with extreme allergies out of the blue and also sinus headaches right now.
Yes, I'm getting the same report. So, I mean, this was just, to me, in such alignment with everything I'm hearing as well, so I'm glad you're hearing it too.
Mm-hmm.
Insecurities, again, this coming up. Insecurities are the earmark of this latest energy surge. And I think that's really interesting. And I think it's being, part of it is because we're being pushed to move forward now. And I really feel that the agenda from the other side of the veil has really ramped up again on a very big way.
Well, you know, I want to throw in this as I had seven different people over 2 or 3 days that had revelations of things that they were in trouble for, like all of a sudden something that looked legal wasn't legal. You know, somebody that they trusted was not trustworthy. But all this came up just like little volcanoes in little dramatic ways, you know?
Wow.
And it just kept happening, boom, boom, boom. And I went, wow, it's a part of this breaking up stuff and the illumination that we've been hearing about. But reading this about the insecurities and about very new beginnings, and near we are as we poise ourselves with 1 foot in the air, hovering over, let me see,
Go ahead.
Well, it's just we must be ready in every way. Anything within us that's not in alignment with new and higher ways of living is now in the process of getting into alignment, and we have to meet the necessary requirements. And I think that's what I've been seeing. People have raking the crust all through their lives, it seems.
They've been what?
Breaking the crust, breaking open stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yes. The other one, feeling suddenly insecure and afraid. And I think that this is a real interesting energy that will come in and out, that you'll feel very confident, very excited about the future. And then this kind of wave will come in. You know, am I enough, depending on what arena you're dealing in, you know? Whether it's expansion, you know, in the business world, in the metaphysical world, in the personal world, in relationship, whatever it may be, that these energies can come and go very quickly. also, she talks about finding a new, you know, some kind of support from the community. And I do think what I'm seeing, it's interesting with some of my clients that who may have sent each other in the very beginning of the work, you know, and now coming back together to move each other forward on a much different level. It's like really exciting to me to see people who've really been doing a lot of work suddenly now are really ready just to explode you know, with their own work and touching each other now in very different ways, helping each other expand. I mean, to me, that's like, wow. You know, that just excites me all over the place. That just gives me the goosebumps. This one I thought was very interesting. When the energy began moving like this, so much has moved out that darkness can be flying around everywhere as well. what has your experience been with that?
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure about that right now.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had any of that kind of energy myself, nor have I seen it.
I've seen a lot of technological things that didn't work or came apart or messed up something you're printing, and I mean, there's a lot of that been going on.
Well, she goes on, is when darkness is moving around, it can make us, those of us who are sensitive, feel jumpy, jittery, scared, unnerved. Intense feelings, again, vulnerability, are always present. Even more so when so much density has departed in these new and higher vibrating realities we now find ourselves operating within. You know, again, this whole issue around vulnerability, and I mean, you know, I think because of the, for me personally, having to step out with this work and be so far out there, at least I was 5 years ago, just having kind of an impenetrable wall because I took, you know, certainly a lot of people had a great deal of difficulty with what I was doing, and, it did stir up a lot of controversy for, you know, even friends of mine. So basically, I didn't really go into the vulnerability. I find myself now far more vulnerable, and it's much easier for me to go into that vulnerability and be comfortable with it. Not to the point where I want to get crushed, but to the point of being very, I don't know, far more authentic and comfortable with the vulnerability. Like I don't need to have any barriers up anymore. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
And, you know, because I have no problem with people having issue or taking issue with, you know, extraterrestrial life. Is all this really going on? Do they really exist in other dimensions? And if we can't see them, how do we know it's true? You know, as my grandson said to me, okay, Grandma, you know, wait a minute. You're working with beings that nobody could see in a clinic that nobody could see.
You heard of superheroes? Come on.
Well, I know, but, you know, he kind of challenges the senses.
It's like Harvey the Rabbit. Do you remember him?
No.
Oh, an old, old movie with James Stewart where he was always in the company of an invisible rabbit. Who was 6 feet tall.
Oh, that's very funny. Well, yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, again, this new energy is preparing us for everything that we've ever wanted. I think that that's a real broad statement. And in order to be able to allow it in, looking at our own resistances, and I've been hitting some of mine big time, you know, in terms of saying, you know, where is my resistance? You know, how do I run it? How have I made myself so safe? You know, by avoidance of certain kinds of interactions and you know, feeling now that it's time to move forward, that I don't have to do that anymore. And, but, you know, even our resistance to trusting one of our wonderful people was very interesting, and she works for an agency, and that's all I'll say. And they had set down some very definite, you know, parameters that their hours, which used to be versatile, would be very set, and, you know, they weren't going to budge, and, you know, this would interfere with her sessions, and, you know, she was very upset. And out of the blue, through a totally different avenue, came an opening that said, look, you know, I would like to move you over here into our department. This is somebody she loves and has worked with. And that would take her out of the restriction altogether. So instead of trying to change the restriction, being moved into something even more wonderful, you know, a higher level position, more money, and no restriction. And it just came in, and it was just wonderful to watch this without having to push against that which you wanted to resist. It was unnecessary because it came in from a whole other way. And I think that's a perfect example.
It is a great example.
Yeah, of what we're looking at now, if we can get out of our own damn way. You know, I mean, believe me, and I speak this for everyone, myself included. You know, I'm not pontificating here.
I find the big trick is being in touch with or recognizing my own resistances. Sometimes they hide, and they're really subtle. Just self-awareness is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And, you know, well, of course, this is what we do to each other. She'll say something, and I start scanning her. I'll say something, she starts scanning me, and we have to remember not to do that when we're on the show.
Scanning doesn't make good radio.
No. Sorry. I think we have to walk sometimes into experiences that hit our resistance. And again, we've had so much desire out there for what we've wanted. And I think everybody's pretty shell-shocked after these last couple of years of really moving through tremendous shifts. And I mean, you know, the team I know at one point talked to everybody. Unfortunately, I don't remember the shows, but I remember the energy and the gathering of so many beings to tell you, you know, everyone, and to honor everyone for what you've all been through and the way you've walked through it. And this whole sensing, and I'm really seeing it coming together now, of how much love they have for us, all beings on the other side of the veil, and allowing that now to open up to where things can come in without it having to be difficult. And I think that because we've gotten used to being kind of beat up.
Fighting and struggling.
Yes, exactly. And so I think some of our resistance is to not wanting to get beat up much anymore. And for some people, you know, who've been holding this vision of what, you know, and I'd say this, I think I hear this with so many people in their intentions, you know, wanting to travel the world, go to sacred places, wanting to write or to speak or to whatever. Wanting to get into their great work and still being forced to be in their daily job, whatever that may be, in order to take care of their basic survival needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how do they bridge from this to that? And I know that that's been a challenge for a lot of people. And
pole vaulting.
Right. Well, and I would say really that I really do see things coming in very interesting ways out of the blue for lots of people in ways that you don't necessarily expect. And I think that the changes can be there are several people that that we work with, and one is a mother and daughter, and they were visiting together and came up with this brilliant idea that had a metaphysical framework to it. I won't go into what the idea is because they would both kill me. But I know they're listening. I can feel them tensing up from here.
Just teasing.
Yeah, really. I won't disclose. And but it was a brilliant idea. They have the right people, absolutely the right people to pull this off, to make it work from the technical side in every way. And I think it's really fascinating, and they both have some frustration in terms of when do we get the time to do this. But they've already come together with the idea, it's an absolute winner, and now it's just allowing the opportunities to make themselves evident, to allow this to come in and flow and be put together. You know, the audience for it is there, everything is there, it will happen, and now it's just allowing it to come together in ways they can't imagine. So, you know, I do see this happening for people, and I know so many of you have been frustrated, plus, you know, with the economy and things that have been going on out there, a lot of people have felt very unstable financially, and I do think that, you know, all along into March, I knew that things were going to start kind of shifting around. I can feel it energetically. Have you felt it, Veronica?
Yes, actually, yes. Things are moving all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And that sense of panic seems to be leaving now. And I think part of this is with Barack Obama placing in, you know, he's been doing things every day. It seems something new is hitting. Again, not knowing the exact things to do, but trying to build things to start shoring up all the places where things are falling apart. And then start instituting stronger ways of holding it together so it doesn't happen again. So everything is in movement. It's shifting. We still have people resistant, you know, calling him the, was it, somebody called him Satan to one of my clients. You know, pushing against, for any of you out there who are Republicans, please understand I'm not trying to be politically oriented here, but pushing against whatever is going on right now is not going to help. It's really important to join with the energies of this and trust that we are going in a direction that is going to help everyone ultimately. And I think that that may be hard for some people. But I know some incredibly wealthy people, okay, who jumped on the bandwagon in support of Barack Obama, even though from a tax situation, they're going to pay more taxes. But they knew that they were doing this for the country and for the world. So, you know, I have to give credit where credit is due. I see a lot of real positive things happening. Again, things are moving so fast, we can't all keep up with everything that's going on. You know, some people are saying, well, you know, he hasn't disclosed the ET agenda and so on and so forth. You know, he can only do so much. And for all of you out there listening, please be very clear. Disclosing the ET agenda, what's been going on at this juncture, is not a good idea. We need a little time where people start feeling a little bit more safety before you start shattering people again. You know?
Yeah, people are still just watching carefully, aren't they?
Oh, you know, there has to be, you know, it's like working on somebody's chakras, and you'll understand this one, Veronica. There are times when the chakras are resistant to anything overt. They need very gentle energy they could actually shatter if you're not careful with them. You know, you have to be very, very gentle with them at certain times. And that's pretty much how humanity is right now. It's coming apart in many ways. We'll go back to the software thing, you know. We're removing programs, you know, nothing is really operating the way it used to, and before those new programs can come in and start patching, repairing, and making it smoother, you know, we don't want to do anything that completely, you know, blows the system. It's not a good time to do that.
We got to help Obama drive the machine, the rickety machine, too.
Right, absolutely.
The big, tough,
you know,
rickety machine.
I included in the announcement some stuff from Filer's files, and it was some of his ET stuff. He's a member of MUFON. And I thought it was kind of interesting. It was kind of, normally all the stuff that's included in the radio show is, you know, announcements are all, you know, channelings and this and that. And I thought it was kind of cute because he was talking about this sighting and that sighting. And I think, you know, that we forget sometimes how much of that is going on and all of the people, the attention that's still being focused on the phenomena for people who are still trying to say, you know, they really exist, they really exist, look at this, look at that, and now you see it, now you don't. And then there are those who absolutely know it exists, don't need any, you know, verifiable proof other than to maybe show their families to say, see, I wasn't nuts after all. What else has been up with you this week?
I don't know. I was just actually wondering about the ETs in your team. I wonder what they have to say about all that.
About which part?
About whether they want to be recognized by the administration, whether they...
Well, that's very interesting. I assume that's my segue to go into channel, isn't it?
Well, remember, I always wanted them to run for president, right?
Listen, you'd have a very, very, very funny administration.
But certainly it would be like, God is watching you.
Right. I mean, unless you had my main guide, who is, he is very serious. I don't know how I got him. Well, I do, but anyway. Let me leave here. I'll bring in the team, Veronica, and you can ask them that.
Okay. I can hardly wait.
All right, welcome. All right, see a nice clean transition. That's a little device we've got on the channel is helping. All right. All right, welcome everyone. Welcome, Veronica. Joy for us to be here with you. Much going on, and we hope that everyone is able to function. We know a lot of strange dreams. We want to address this, and then Veronica will set you loose with questions. But we want to address the strange dreams that a lot of you are having. Please understand that with so much going on right now, with your accessing many other lifetimes, all right? Again, removing the concept of linear, please, but many other lifetimes. As well as all of the planning that's going on right now. Not everyone in full agreement. We want you to understand that there is a democracy. Right? There has to be agreement. There must be agreement, all right, about how things move forward. We don't want to interfere with your process at the same time. We are thrilled to see on the overall how humans are dealing with the extraordinary changes. You are taking things into your own hands. You are becoming responsible, more responsible than ever before, for your planet and for humanity. Now, that doesn't mean that you all have to go give away everything you own to go try to feed the poor. We're not saying that, and we're definitely not saying that you shouldn't try to help in some way, in whatever way is comfortable for you. Perhaps your way is in educating others. Perhaps your way is in bringing more love in your own environment and allowing that love energy then to radiate out over the planet. And don't think for a moment that it doesn't, because it does. Whatever way you're doing it is wonderful. From our perspective, we see exponential change. We also recognize that although it is still hard, you have the people out there who still are you're going to the promised land of the new world, and where everything will be roses and berries and bubblegum. And but we want you to know that this is not like you go to sleep one night, wake up the next day, and there you are in the new world. Oh, joy, oh, joy. It is a process. You are creating it as you go. The resistances that you're having to deal with are the places where you hold old anger, old hurt, all right, old damage, old beliefs, lack of value, lack of self-esteem, fear. And those places are going to be uncomfortable because they don't allow you to hold as much light and to be the vehicle that you are. And this is going to be a new idea for all of you as you begin to realize that each and every one of you are a vehicle. Now, we're not talking about a vehicle with a steering wheel and four wheels. We're talking about a vehicle. And we would say to you that chips, many of them are interactive and alive. That will be a subject that at some point we'll get into more and more. But each of you, in a way, is your own ship. You're walking up to some amazing times here. So exciting. Some things we can tell you, some things we can't yet. We don't want to ruin it for you. This is at your request, not ours. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Again, dream state work. And we're not going to. But we're telling you that you're on the bridge, on the verge, on the brink. Of accomplishing, of creating some of the most amazing things. It's truly exciting things. No one's going to be left behind. We always feel this when we bring this information forward. We can feel some of you tighten up. Have I done enough? Am I going to be there? Will I be included? Have I? No, you're not going to be left behind. Trust that. There's no one measuring, you know, how far, let's see, this one, okay, they've come this far, let them through. Nope, that one, sorry, can't go. We don't do that. Not going to be the case. Don't be afraid of dealing with your resistance. Don't think that you're flawed because you have it. There are people out there listening to this that may have diseases. Or infirmities of some kind. Feeling that somehow they weren't good enough to be healed of me. Look out, the screaming flaw. Everyone can see it. No, you don't. No, you don't. We don't look at any of you that way. Not at all. We encourage you not to look at yourselves that way. Please. Well, look at my abundance. I haven't created abundance. I'm flawed. No. What we encourage you to do is look at the ways in which you resist it. Where are your judgments? Do you resent other people with money? Do you get upset about how people spend money? Do you judge people that have it? Do you feel less than? Do you feel like a victim? Any of those energies are places that you need to do some work. Do you carry blame? Blame can really hurt you. Now, there are lots of tools that you can work with. You know, we've been encouraging all of you to call us in after the radio shows. to work with subconscious and unconscious beliefs, ones that you can't access. For whatever reason, you haven't been able to look at your own lives and say, all right, I must be running this. I mean, it's screaming at me. So we're trying to help these things surface so that you can look at them. All right, here's my resistance based on a belief I hold. I don't know where the hell the belief came from, but I have it. Now, we always recommend that you go on the Lazarus' website and just type in under search the word that comes up for you. Is it self-esteem? Is it value? Is it blame? Watch the blame. Martyr, whatever those, there are lots of tools on that website that are brilliant. Doesn't matter what year they were done. Still applicable now. Resistance. What's your resistance? Do you think you're not enough? Are you angry because you have to struggle? You're angry because you don't have enough time. Watch that one as well, because you're giving way too much power to time instead of remembering that you're in dominion with time. That you can bend it, you can fold it, you can stretch it. It doesn't control you, you control it. Because it's an illusion. And as such, make it your friend. Play with the illusion. Don't feel as though it's chasing you. Maybe you feel chased by time. We watch the channel. Who's on this little, very disciplined, has to do this at this time of the during the week. We understand that she has to be her discipline ever in order to move through the energies and so on. But still, we're encouraging her now to break out of that a little bit. Where she hits some resistance, all right, and she has to look at that. What's my resistance? Playing, have a little more fun. Now, Veronica, you had a question for us.
Oh. I was just wondering what you thought about, Jackie was talking about the disclosures about ETs amongst the government, the administration. I wondered what you thought about that, since some of you are ETs.
All right. We would say, as it stands right now, nobody's going to be real thrilled about this time frame, but we're going to tell you what we see right now. As of this moment, which is all we can give you, what we're seeing at this moment, 5 to 7 years, still under the administration of President Obama. Now, there are a number of reasons for that. Getting people feeling safe again, getting the economy back up track. Also dealing with the religious right, and this is a big factor here. It would be all-out war at this juncture. And we do mean that. We do mean that. Also, there have been movements, and the reason we encourage the channel to send the peace from the member of MUFA out with the announcement, is there are some references in there to fear around extraterrestrials, having to go to war with them, having to protect against them, and there are still some things going on in terms of weapons in space. So there are other issues going on here. This would be the military-industrial complex. There are other issues, some of which we can disclose, some of which we cannot. Therefore, odd. There's also a safety issue for President Obama. How far does he push the agenda right now when the critical issue is not only U.S. economy, but global economy,
mm-hmm.
which is the primary concern, together with the issues in Afghanistan and around nuclear weapons. So we would say right now that the focus has to be where it's most critical. Any disclosures that are to come, and again, this will be an incredibly controversial issue. It can also put him in danger, we want you to understand, because of the different factions involved. You have the religious right. You have specific families that are very much against this, and then you have also the military-industrial complex. Before he really takes all of that on, and he will not bring anything forward until he can do so without the threat of the breaking down in any way of the government. What has already been proven, you see, is that your United States has an impact globally. Whatever happens here doesn't stay here. It goes everywhere. That's a lot of responsibility. Now, he is being guided. We will tell you that absolutely. He is being guided. There will be assistance. Again, the time frames we give you. Now, we're not saying the chips are going to land. Please don't misunderstand that. We are not saying the chips are going to land. We are talking here strictly about certain disclosures, one of which will be your Area 51, located, interestingly enough, in Nevada. Now, does all of that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does, actually. It just, I guess the parts, it doesn't include the other dimensions. I don't even know how to phrase what I keep seeing is that.
Oh, right. Go ahead, try to describe it to us, and then we can help you.
It just seems like even Obama, you know, does have existence and consciousness in other dimensions.
Absolutely.
So maybe you have a little bit to say about that as well, because a lot of what you're saying is of the third dimension in many ways, isn't it?
All right. Well, and we're going you all, if you're listening to this show, are operating in other levels and dimensions. You know, the channel is often laughed about everybody meeting, you know. But you're all getting together in the dream state, and you are. And you are. You're all more connected than you can possibly imagine. You're going to start experiencing this. The channel has learned this week that if her emotions go into one extreme or another, other people that she works with actually feel that energy wash over them. So now she has to be very responsible about what happens to the emotional body. You're going to find that how much you're woven together. Far more than you realize. How much you're all connected, far more than you realize. Yes, in answer to your question, yes. It does have and does exist in other dimensions, as do all of you.
But is it improving in other dimensions? Meaning, in the more of the etheric, is there a greater facility for interaction than there is on this planet? You see what I mean? Are we more evolved there so that it can actually ease what's going on in the third dimension?
Are you more? Well, of course you're more evolved then.
But I mean, doesn't that have an impact on what's happening on the third dimension? Can't it help the administration? Can't that too complicated?
All right.
For the last 3 minutes?
All right. Again, we're going to have to say this. All of you are moving forward, but not everyone on the planet has moved forward in the same way. So you're dealing with those still functioning at the lower frequencies, trying to bring them up. They have to come up to a certain level before certain things can happen, because otherwise we're going to have major problems.
Yeah.
All right. Things that would not be for the highest good. Not all of you are, and we would tell all of you listening, are not at third dimension. All right? You've certainly moved beyond that. And if you took a third dimension and divided it into different levels of third dimension, but you've all moved beyond that. But then if we look out at those areas that we just disclosed to you, they are down on the much lower level of third dimension. So what we're waiting for is for everybody to kind of come up to a level where the ramifications would not be as great. The extremes, the reactions would not be as great. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and our resistances wouldn't be as intense.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it has to be, you know, some call it critical mass, you may call it whatever you wish, but in essence, all right, there has to be an overall frequency in order for certain things to happen. Otherwise, it is chaos, and as the channel talked about the chakras, it could shatter certain things, and that's never the desire. Never the desire. To shatter anyone or anything. Veronica, you've worked with people that you know you can only go so far with them because of the way that they vibrate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. You can only take them so far.
Right.
Versus someone who's vibrating at a higher level or dimensional frequency. Likewise, if you're talking about the planet as a whole, you're talking about your country as a whole, you're talking about your entire planet, mm-hmm. all of humanity. There has to be certain levels in order for certain things to happen, in order not to create a shattering process.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Does that all make sense to you?
It sure does, and yet I guess my final thing is I feel strongly that your team, your group, the consciousnesses that you bring through and others are actually helping that integration process in the third dimension.
Very much so.
Yeah. I think that's now, wonderful to remember, isn't it?
All right. There is, and when you talk about the team, when you talk about it, you have to remember that you're not talking only about what you would call extraterrestrials. We've said this a number of times. There are many assisting. There are many levels of consciousness. There are what you would call your ascended masters. There are what you would call your angels. There are what you would call beings of light. There are things that are just orbs, little tiny sparks of consciousness. There are beings who have crossed over that are working with us very diligently on this side of the day. Continuing on their work, but from a higher level in frequency and dimension, but not coming back into physical incarnation, but continuing to assist from this side of the veil. So there is not the limited concept of, oh, we're talking to ETs, it's so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so is everyone helping and assisting in every way they can? Absolutely. If we were to say to you, why, you are being monitored all the time in ways that you can't imagine, not to invade your privacy, but to see, because we consider you to be the cutting edge, the front runners, all right? You don't realize how much frequency and energy and vibration you're holding to make an overall shift energetically. You have yet to actually embrace the importance of what you're all doing. We hope that you do embrace.
And we unfortunately have to end this.
All right. Now, Veronica, you have a show coming up.
Yes, I do, but I'm not sure who my guest is next week, but on Radiance by Design at 4 o'clock Tuesdays, we've been exploring the other side, the veil, going through the veil.
Oh, good.
And it's kind of fun. It's a call-in show. We have lots going on, and at 5 o'clock, Paradigm Shifters, and I'm not sure who my guest is this coming week.
Well, we know it will be wonderful. You always are doing beautiful work.
Thank you. I have such a good time with it.
Yes, of course. Well, you're doing what you love and what you've come here to do, that and a lot more.
Thank you.
We want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight, and whether you're listening to this on April 16th or at any other time in the archives. The energies are always coming through to each and every one of you to assist you in your own personal evolution. Again, we would ask you to call us in this evening. We would be happy to work with you on your resistance. So if you just call in, dear team, please come in and work with me tonight on my resistance. I'd be so grateful. That will include your own guides. Always remember that. Know that we love each and every one of you. We know you. We want you to know that. Again, not to be invasive, but we do know you. And we love you. And we're having a lot more fun on the other side of the veil that you don't remember, but you soon will. Veronica, we love you very much.
You know,
always fun to work with you and have you ask your wonderful questions, to explore with you. We send each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love, which comes from every level and a dimension that you can possibly imagine. As it comes into your home right now to surround you, to enfold you, to embrace you, and to love you. Good night, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Ugh.